John 3, verse 22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We see these verses, we see the Christian life is a life of confidence in prayer. A life of confidence in prayer. The idea stated there in 1 John 3, 22, and also chapter 5, verse 14, 15, is that the child of God can have confidence or assurance and certainty when it comes to praying. It's a great privilege, it's a great opportunity to pray. But what a blessing to have confidence when we do pray, to have certainty when we do pray. I'm afraid many of God's people have very little assurance when it comes to praying. And there are several reasons for that. One, they don't usually pray like the scriptures teach. They haven't had a consistent prayer life throughout their Christian life. They can't go back to experiences of prayer where they know that God heard prayer. The best way to have confidence and assurance in prayer is to have a consistent prayer life. That's more than using God for a fire escape. Almost anyone can pray or say some words when they feel that there's a danger. But really, it's what we've done all the way up until that time that gives us the assurance and confidence that God does indeed hear prayer. Now notice in chapter 5, verse 14, this is the confidence. He uses the word confidence and the word know. He uses twice here. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So once the word confidence is used, twice the word know is used, and the assurance and certainty is here that he heareth us. That he heareth us. Do we have that certainty? Do we have that assurance that when we pray that God hears us, that God is listening? And notice throughout the Psalms we see that the psalmist had this assurance, had this confidence, and you can say a lot of things about David. David, no doubt, like all of us, had some issues, had some problems. But I don't believe you can read the life of David and not come away realizing that David was indeed a man of prayer. You can't read the Psalms without realizing that David was a man of prayer. And David had assurance. David had confidence that God heard him, that God heard his prayers. Notice in Psalm 3 and verse 4, he talks about an experience I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. How many have had that experience? David had that experience over and over and over again. And if you have that experience over and over again, does that not give you more assurance, and does that not give you more confidence that God hears prayer? And that's the Christian life. The Christian life is a life lived knowing that God hears prayer. Notice in Psalm 6, and we'll read verse 8 and 9. 6th Psalm, verse 8 and verse 9. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. It's not the Lord heard the voice of my words. He heard the voice of my weeping. And sometimes all that a child can do in prayer is weep, but that weeping has a voice. And David said, God heard. He goes on in verse 9, he says, the Lord hath heard my supplication. So he's referring to prayer as weeping. He refers to prayer as supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. So in verse 8, he's heard. Verse 9, he's heard. And verse 9, he receives my prayer. And again, David had confidence in this. David was assured of this. Why was he assured of this? Not just simply because the Word of God teaches it. He knew this by personal experience. And that's the best confidence that you can have. That's the best assurance that you can have, is you've experienced it over and over and over and over again. And that gives you more assurance, more confidence that God hears prayer. And the more confidence and assurance that you have that God hears prayer, you're going to pray more. You're going to pray more. Those who have difficulty praying, those who do not have a consistent prayer life, I guarantee you, they do not have the personal assurance that God hears their prayer. They may believe that God hears your prayer, but they do not have the personal confidence and assurance that God hears your prayer, hears their prayer. In Psalm 28, verse 6, blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard, there again, he's experienced this, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Verse 4, he says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. So that tells us how he sought the Lord. He sought the Lord by speaking. He sought the Lord in prayer. And that's what prayer is. Prayer is a seeking of the Lord. Prayer is not just, Lord, get me out of this. Prayer is seeking the Lord. And he says, I sought the Lord, and he did that on more than one occasion, and he heard me. And he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Doesn't say that he was delivered from his troubles. Doesn't say that he was delivered from his difficulties, but he was delivered from his fears of those troubles and difficulties. They looked unto him and were lightened. That is, others have looked unto God and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him, delivered him out of all his troubles. And there's many ways that God delivers us out of troubles. He can remove the trouble, he can take us out of the trouble, or he can give us strength to endure the trouble. Either way, he's delivered us from troubles. But the point here is that Psalmist had assurance that God heard his prayer, and this gave him confidence. In Psalm 40, Verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. And many times when you pray, now you are put in a position where you have to wait. Most of us struggle mightily when it comes to waiting. And that gets worse all the time because everything is fast today, everything is instantaneous, and we don't like to wait for anything, including the Lord. But he says, I waited patiently for the Lord. While he was waiting patiently for the Lord, he inclined unto me and heard my cry. This tells us what David did while he was waiting patiently for the Lord. He continued to cry unto God. He continued to pray. And while he was doing so, God inclined unto him and heard his cry. Psalm 65. Psalm 65, verse 2. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer. David, in addressing God, addressed him as, O thou that hearest prayer. David knew that God heard prayer because David prayed. And God had heard many of the prayers of David. Psalm 99. Psalm 99, verse 6. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they, that is Moses and Aaron, priest and Samuel, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Again, I can read the scriptures, and I can see that God heard the prayers of Moses, heard the prayers of Aaron, heard the prayers of Samuel, heard the prayers of David, and on we can go of the men and women that God heard their prayers. And that gives us some comfort. But what gives us confidence, what gives us assurance, is when we pray and God hears our prayers. And then that gives us confidence to pray again. If something works over and over and over again, pretty soon you develop a confidence in whatever it is that works. And praying unto God works. And if you do it enough times, you will be convinced that it works. And that will be not your second response, your third or fourth response. It'll be your first response when things happen. I'm going to pray because I know this works. I've done it before and it works. So it gives us that confidence. And this is what we're reading here in 1 John, is that you and I as children of God can have confidence. We can know that he heareth us. In Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist says, I love the Lord because. Now, we can put a lot of things following that because. I love the Lord because. But one of the things that the psalmist mentioned, I love the Lord because he hath heard. He hath heard my voice and my supplications. That is, in the past, God has heard my prayers and my supplications. I love the Lord because he hath heard. Verse 2, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. That is, God bent down and inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, because God has done this, because God hath heard, because God has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. You see the confidence. He had the assurance. Therefore will I call upon God. I'm telling you, the reason people do not have confidence in prayer is because they don't pray enough. If they would pray more and pray as the scriptures teach them to pray, they would have more and more confidence in prayer. You read through the book of Acts, and you see over and over and over again, it is a reoccurring theme that the church prayed. The church prayed. Peter was in prison. What did the church do? They prayed. Peter and John arrested. What did the church do? They prayed. We see when it came time to choose deacons, what did the church do? They prayed. We see that was their constant behavior. They prayed. They assembled together and they prayed. Why? Because they had done it in the past and it worked, and they had confidence in that. They had assurance in that. And we too, there's no reason that a child of God cannot have assurance and confidence when it comes time to pray. In Psalm 138 and verse 3, the psalmist said, "In the day when I cried, thou answerest me." And here's what happens when God answers, "and strengthenest me with strength in my soul." One finds strength for their soul. So in these verses, 1 John 3, verse 22, 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, the illustration is that the child of God can have confidence in prayer. Now notice in 1 John 5, verse 14, you can't just ask God anything that you want without any consideration for what would please God, for what would glorify God, for what would be in accord with God's will. Prayer basically is seeking the Lord's will. It's not just asking God for favors. That's the way most people pray. They get in trouble, they ask God to help them. Well, that has to be offensive to God. It has to be. You know good and well, if you had a friend or a person in your life and the only time they ever talked to you, the only time they ever had anything to do with you was when they were in trouble, that would bother you. It'd bother any of us. And no doubt it bothers God when the only time folks talk to him is when they're in trouble. And they never seek that which would please God, but only that which pleases them. Most praying is very selfish. And if we would examine our prayer life, I believe we would find that to be so. Most praying is very, very self-centered. But if we're going to have, we can have confidence that if, and notice here in 1 John 5, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have, present tense, we have this confidence right now in him. So here, our confidence is not in ourselves. Our confidence is in him. If we ask anything, he heareth us. That's not what it says. It says, if we ask anything according, that is, the word according means it lines up, it is in agreement with to his will, he heareth us. God's not going to do anything against his purpose. He's not going to do anything against his will. And it would be the height of selfishness and the height of foolishness for you and I to even desire that God would do something contrary to his will in order to help us. So we are to seek the Lord's will. And if we ask anything according to God's will, he heareth us. Now, what is the best way to pray in God's will or according to God's will? Well, you have to know God's will. You have to know God's will. And what is the best way to know God's will? The best way to know God's will is to read God's word and pray. And as we do those things, God teaches us how to pray. But notice, John describes prayer in 1 John 3, verse 22 again. He describes it by the word ask, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Again, it has to be in accord with God's will, but there also obedience goes a long way in praying. Because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Again, it must be quite offensive to God for an individual to live their life any old way they please and then cry to God when they need help. You obey God. You find yourself in the center of God's will. That will enable you to pray. That will give you more confidence in prayer. And then in 1 John 5, verse 14, he again uses the word ask. He again uses it in verse 15. So John describes prayer by that word ask. What does that mean? Well, to ask is something we do in order to obtain an answer, in order to obtain some information, we ask. And that's what prayer is. Prayer is an asking of God. We ask God to obtain an answer. Now, you've all known people, and I suppose we all do it from time to time. You ask something, but then you do not listen for the answer. How many times people have asked you a question but don't listen to your answer? And we do that with God all the time. We ask God, but we do not listen for His answer, nor do we care what His answer might be. So we ask in order to obtain an answer. So the other side of asking is listening. Is listening. There's no need to ask if you're not going to listen for the answer. And there's no reason to ask God anything if you're not going to listen to what God says. And it's very frustrating when someone over and over and over asks you something and then turn around and do just the opposite of what you say. And it's frustrating. But that's what we do with God. We ask, God gives an answer, and then we do what we want to do. But prayer is asking, which implies that prayer also is listening. So part of prayer is listening. And this gives us more confidence. In describing prayer, notice in 1 John 5 and verse 15, and if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. So He uses the word ask to describe prayer. He uses the word petition to describe prayer. Now, a petition is a solemn and humble request to an authority. To an authority. So, when we pray, we are making a solemn and humble request. We're not dictating to God. We are making a humble and solemn request to an authority, which immediately says something of our position to God in prayer. He is the authority. We are asking Him. We are petitioning Him. We are never to put ourselves in the place of authority. We are the subjects. And we must always obtain that position throughout prayer. I am the subject. God is in control. I am the subject. And it is our privilege, it is our opportunity to pray. And it is our privilege to be able to have confidence and to be able to have assurance that God hears my prayer. Again, it's one thing to be able to say God answers prayer. It's another thing to be able to say God answers and God hears my prayer. Two entirely different things. One gives no confidence. The other gives confidence in Him. I'm going to pray, And I know God's going to hear. And God may not respond the way that my first desire for Him to respond is. But you just learn to live with God's response and accept God's response. That will enable you to trust Him more. And the more you trust Him, the more confidence you have in Him in prayer. And the more confidence you have in Him in prayer, the more you pray. So, prayer is an approach to God. That should describe our life as a child of God. It should be a constant approach to God. But it's more than that. It is an approach with confidence. I'm going to pray, and I am confident that God will hear my prayer. That means that there has to be, again, if prayer is an approach to God, there has to be some preparation. If you're going to approach an individual and ask them something, there's some preparation in your mind of what you're going to say. And if, when it comes to praying, many people just kind of stumble into the presence of God with no preparation whatsoever. And if we make some preparation when we approach others, how much more so when we approach God? We prepare our hearts to approach God in prayer. And one of the ways that we prepare, of course, is by praying. So, again, we're looking at the Christian life illustrated here in the book of 1 John. And one of the pictures of the Christian life is that we can pray with confidence. We can have confidence in prayer. And I pray that that is so today. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, that you are a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. And we pray, Lord, that we know this by